Track 122.
Do you think it's true that travel broadens the mind?
I do, yes. I wouldn't want to criticize people who haven't traveled because that is often due to a lack of opportunity. I doubt any of my great-grandparents' generation ever traveled anywhere. But I can't help but think that it does make you a more open-minded person, as you see different ways of living, eating, drinking, and makes you get involved with other people. Also, it allows you to see your own culture more objectively. It also leads to you having a wider range of experiences and makes you more interesting to talk to.
Do young people and older people benefit differently from travelling?
I think younger people prefer adventure and having fun, and older people like to relax more because they have so many responsibilities at home and they just want to switch off when they go away. Of course, that's a generalization, but I know it's true of me, though.
How can you make sure you get the most from your travels?
I've always thought learning something of the language of the country you're going to is the best possible way of getting the most out of your holiday. That way, the locals won't see you as an outsider, but rather as someone who has made the effort of learning some of their language and so must have an interest in their culture.
What are the positive impacts of tourism?
Oh, there are many. Tourism brings investment and better infrastructure to poorer communities. This means that tourists find it easier to get around, but it also leads to an improved quality of life for the local people. It also brings about more work opportunities for the local community. For example, previously, they may just have had fishing or farming. But tourism opens up the possibility of better paid jobs.
What about the negative impacts of tourism?
Well, I've seen areas where large numbers of visitors have had a negative effect on local habitats. For example, coral reefs in the Caribbean. It's really tragic. The best solution, as far as the wildlife is concerned, would be to ban tourism for a few decades to let the reefs recover. However, the local economy has come to rely on tourism, and there would be a lot of disruption to that if the government were to take that major step.
How has tourism impacted tourist sites in your country?
Because my country is not a big tourist destination yet, I think the small number of visitors we get have had a positive effect. For example, small souvenir shops now have more customers because of the visitors coming to see our temples.